For years, researchers have touted the benefits of eating together at home for families. Studies have shown that teens who eat dinner with their parents 6 times per week are less likely to smoke cigarettes or marijuana or consume alcohol. Now a new study from the University of Missouri has shown that dining together also can be very important for newlyweds. After surveying 1,000 newlyweds, Mizzou researcher David Schramm found that the number one complaint for newly married couples was balancing both jobs and togetherness time. Schramm said that while more couples are dining out, simply eating together may not be enough. The tasks surrounding mealtime, food preparation and cleanup, also can be beneficial to a relationship.
Yeah, well, we live in a world right now where there's so many demands for our time, and so the more quality time we can have to actually sit down and talk with each other, the better. But I really see the purpose of the task is to strengthen the relationship, whether that's meal preparation or cleaning up. We really need to spend more time together and make the most of it.
In addition, couples who start this pattern before having children are more likely to eat together when they do have children. According to the American Dietetic Association, children who regularly eat meals with their families eat more fruits and vegetables and less saturated fat than children who do not. Eating as a family also fosters a sense of connectedness in the family and provides an ideal setting for adults to encourage positive communication and social skills in their children. Whether there are 6 chairs around the table or 2, one piece of advice remains the same: turn off the television. Schramm says that eating together in front of the TV is detrimental to all sizes of families. I'm Christian Vasey with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.